Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you on this Sunday, the 4th of August. Whether you're listening live or following a recording online, we're delighted to have you listening in. This is a broadcast of the Word of Grace, conveyed to you by the congregation and friends of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church Sherbrooke on the airwaves of CJMQ from the heart of the Eastern Townships. My name is Nigel Parker, and I have the privilege of being the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Here are words from Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Let us pray. Creator God, this is the day that you have made. This is the day that you have called holy. A Sabbath day, a rest day, a time out. Out of the world and into the presence of our God, a day for rejoicing. Often in our worship of you, we have in mind favourite places where we have heard your voice, experienced your grace, been touched by your holiness. We're glad for such places, but we learn from them that your presence is found in all places, everywhere, in church, in home, in garden, in basement, and in car. God of all ages, with joy we come to praise and bless your holy name for our experiences of your generous goodness and mercy. We rejoice that we have the privilege of worshipping you, that we can, through Jesus, come into a place of holiness and beauty, and that we can sing your praises, often with others, sometimes, perhaps as we listen to this recording, by ourselves. We rejoice that we can share our joys, our fears and our sorrows, and that we can offer our prayers of thankfulness, and that we can celebrate together your blessings to us. Take from us all our distractions, our heart worries, our to-dos lists, our should-haves, and all the constant stress and strain. And in its place, O God, give us more of you. Here in whatever is for us a holy space, fill us to brimming and overflowing with the joy of the knowledge of yourself, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Lord, you call us to your house, to the place we know you are present, so we may learn your ways and hear of your salvation. But we would rather listen to the others, the ones who lead away from your light, the ones who say there's plenty of time, we can always change later, we can be faithful next week. Have mercy upon us, we pray. Forgive us for the sake of Jesus. Help us to remember that true and trustworthy saying, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Our sins are forgiven for his sake. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We are following a series of reflections in the Psalms of the Ascents, pilgrim songs of the people of God in the book of the Psalms. Today we're at Psalm 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, Peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Amen.
Last night I lay asleeping. There came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought And once again the scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its face, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was
Last Sunday, I was in Leggett's Point, way out beyond Rimouski, on the road to the Gaspé Peninsula. I was there at the Presbyterian Church because I'm moderator of the presbytery. Sadly, the time had come to dissolve the congregation that could no longer sustain itself and to transfer the assets to the wider work of the church. Over 140 years, people had come in joy and in sorrow, war and in peace, summer and winter, seed time and harvest. All of human life and experience would have passed through its doors. And as a building, it stands in a community as a witness to something bigger, something eternal. And so it was we held a closing service. And you can imagine some of the feelings, for that's a story that's oft repeated through the land when a church building is being closed. Perhaps you have a story like that, some building in which your journey of faith was shaped, where there are hymns that still bring back memories of you sitting next to your parents in the pew, maybe going up to the front for the children's story and going downstairs for Sunday school, youth fellowship meetings, vacation Bible schools, social nights where you met your sweetheart, the joy of weddings, the sense of thanksgiving at the new birth, the sorrow of laying parents to rest. In human terms, in sociological terms, our religious experiences bind us to places, and places become bound up with our religion. We associate the presence of God with places where we've heard his voice, knew his comfort, heard his rebuke. That's certainly true of faith in the context of the Old Testament. We are looking at psalms that were sung as people went to worship, together at the place where God had caused his name to dwell, the temple in Jerusalem. They sang songs on the way there as they went up through the mountains, the songs of the ascents. We started in Psalm 120, and last week went through Psalm 121, and now here we are in Psalm 121. We have arrived. I rejoice with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem." Well, let's ask the first question. Why is he so glad? And because it's very apparent to us in the language of the psalm that he is. This psalmist is glad because he loves to worship God. And what he has received as he has ascended into Jerusalem is a call, a summons to worship. And every time in the Bible that we hear a call or the word come, this is itself a call of grace, because what we deserve to hear is God saying, go away, go far away. You may not come into my presence. But when God says, come, let us worship and bow down, it's a call of grace. And this psalmist, along with all the other pilgrims, and we saw those pilgrims in their homelands in Psalm 120, and we saw them pilgriming along the way in Psalm 121, and now he's got his feet inside the city walls of Jerusalem. They're on their way there to do what? To worship. And the psalmist loves to worship because it's a thankful response to God's grace to him. We who follow the faith of the New Testament are taught to worship out of our response to the love of God in Jesus Christ. Because of what we see of God's love in Jesus, our hearts are tuned to sing his praise. Those who are gripped by God's grace love to thank and praise and worship him. The psalmist has arrived in the place where God speaks through the teaching of the law, where sin is forgiven in the temple sacrifice, where offerings are made in worship and devotion, and where the people of God encourage and strengthen one another. He's standing in the place where he has heard God. And we can identify with something of that in our own church buildings. Though, of course, they are not like temples before. Our hope is in Jesus. But the psalmist doesn't just love to worship God in general. There's a second thing about worship here, that he loves to worship God with God's people. He loves to gather with God's people to worship. Verse 3, Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That's where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. Yes, I know this psalm is about the temple, not the church. But both the temple and church is where worship is conducted. Temple worship took place under the Old Covenant. Worship in church takes place in the New Covenant. And in the New Covenant, church is not a place or a space, but a people. Those who are gripped by God's grace love to gather with the saints for worship. And when he hears the call, let us go to the house of the Lord, it's a call that is public. It's a summons for all the people of God to gather themselves to worship. And the psalmist loves that. There are many names that we can give to that. Public worship, corporate worship, the assembly of God in this place. We all know that going to church isn't always glamorous. And we often walk through the doors with a bad attitude and poor motives. Our hearts are often not in the right place. And at the same time, the church itself isn't perfect. Churches have never been perfect and they never will. Especially in the age of people deconstructing their faith. And a lot of that deconstruction comes with heavy criticism of the church. And that's why Psalm 122 comes as a shock to our systems. For it conveys nothing but positivity towards worship. What we learn is that we should love the church. We should love, dare I say it, organized religion. If we love the church, we will experience joy in worship, unity in worship, peace in worship. Notice that Jerusalem was bound firmly together, that all the tribes of Israel would go up. There's closeness, there's a community, and that's fully expressed in our New Testament understanding of church, that when we follow Jesus, we're knit together with his people. Yes, of course, if we can't make it to be assembled with the people of God, then God honours our worship as we come to him privately, personally, individually. But our normative experience is that we should seek to go up to the house of God with those who summon us there. What Jerusalem was to the Israelites, the church is to the Christian. So when we look at the psalmist speaking of his love for Jerusalem here, he's expressing for us that which is our love for the people of God, for the church. Here's what Martin Luther said. Our Jerusalem is the church, and our temple is Christ. Wherever Christ is preached and the sacraments are rightly administered, there we are sure God dwells, and there is our temple, our tabernacle, our cherubim, and our mercy seat. For there God is present with us by his word. So when the psalmist here speaks of his love for Jerusalem, he's especially speaking of his passion for the people of God. And for those of us who are New Testament believers, New Covenant believers, that means that we too have a passion for the people of God, that is, His church. If you know God, if you're a follower of Jesus, if you've been saved by His grace, you care about His people, you'll love the church. I am glad to make these broadcasts. For some listening, it's the only way of connecting to faith when we can't physically get to church. For others, it's maybe opening a door to faith when you've been away for a while, short or long, and maybe you've never been near a congregation of God's people. Yet my earnest hope, which also goes to our online ministries from the congregation, is that through these ways then, you'll open the door not only to faith, but also open the door to being amongst God's people. And that might just mean going through the open door of a church building on a Sunday morning. As we turn to God in prayer, I open with a prayer written for somebody who is thinking of his favourite congregation. Let us pray. Dear Father, today I thank you for my church. While some might think of doors and windows, I'm praising you for spirits and hearts. The people whose lives you've intersected are remarkable through your grace. I can't praise you enough for the unique way you've blended the talents of individuals into beautiful masterpieces of joy. May we love one another to the fullest and be evidence of your ultimate love to advance the work of your kingdom. God our Father, we pray for your church today, gathering all around the world in tiny churches and great cathedrals to praise you, to hear your holy word and to meet you in bread and wine. Give us a sense of expectation as we come and inspiration as we go. We pray for your blessing to rest upon our individual congregations that we know and love. We're grateful for their worship and fellowship, for the care and teaching of children and young people, for their nurture and love. Help us to see the kind of church you need today. May we not lose sight of the many varied needs of the neighbourhoods in which our churches are set. And hold before us the vision of your kingdom, a kingdom of justice and mercy, truth and compassion. We are recipients of your great love and the good news of your gospel in our salvation. Enlighten the eyes of our heart that we may see, that we may know what is the hope to which you have called us, the hope of eternal life. Make our hearts burn with the words of the Great Commission, so that we make disciples of all nations. Father, we give you thanks for life and the experience life brings us. We thank you for joys, yes, for sorrows, and trials and failures and triumphs. We praise you for the community and countries in which you set us, for the beauty and the riches it has for us and the gifts that have been showered upon it. We thank you for the gift of languages we speak, the variety of races we have, the cultural heritage we share. Grant that we accept these gifts with thankfulness and use them for the good of the human race and bring glory to you, Lord. And we pray for a world that struggles to live justly and in peace. We pray for those who have to search for daily food or walk long distances for clean water. We pray for those who meet persecution and torture with courage and dignity. Lord, you turn our darkness into light. In your light, we shall see light. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.